Hi, it's Kevin LeBates here, and today I want to talk about one of the great myths of blockchain, and that is that blockchains are immutable. Because blockchains have never been truly immutable, not in the sense that once something's written down, it cannot be unwritten. In fact, nothing in the universe is immutable. Thanks to entropy, everything will eventually decay, and even if you carve stuff in stone tablets, they will crumble to dust. And that rule applies to blockchains too. But beyond the sort of immediate observation that the second law of thermodynamics applies to blockchains as much as it does to anything else, the fact is that in their very design, they are not immutable. They are highly resistant to change, but not immutable. Take, for example, Bitcoin, which is probably the most immutable blockchain that we have, if it's possible to have graded versions of immutability, in that as the blocks get added, it gets harder and harder to change the past. But that doesn't mean you can't change the past. And there are two ways this can be done. One is through throwing masses of hashing power at rewriting the past, which would take a lot of energy and a lot of resources and therefore a lot of money. So it's highly unlikely to happen, but in the short term, it can. And that's why if you make a large Bitcoin transaction, it is recommended you wait for many blocks to be added. Maybe if you're buying a coffee, you just accept it immediately. Maybe if you're buying a car, you wait for 6 blocks to confirm. And perhaps for a house transfer, you might want to wait for 30, 50, maybe even 100 blocks. And that should already give you an indication that the Bitcoin blockchain is not immutable. It is probabilistic over time that the chance of a transaction being wiped out or reversed, it gets lower and lower, but it never actually hits zero. Now, if we look at Ethereum, we can see another example of immutability being overwritten, and that is in the form of the great rewrite and rollback of the Ethereum blockchain during the original DAO hack, where the community decided, well, most of them anyway, decided that they weren't happy with the exploitation of the original DAO, which lost about $150 million worth of Ether at the values at the time. And the community decided we're going to roll back to before the transactions that did that. And what happened was you had forking. You had two Ethereum chains. Most people, about 85% of them, I think, at the time, went with the Ethereum devs proposal, but about 15% or so decided, no, we want to stick with the original transactions and tough luck to the DAO, and that became Ethereum Classic. So there, in a kind of quantum mechanics way, the chain was both rewritten and not. But it shows you a second technique whereby blockchains can be overwritten or history can be changed, and that is through community consensus. And then recently a paper has been published where some academics have proposed a new ERC-20 standard that allows the transactions to be recalled or cancelled. And that is a third kind of way that blockchains can be made non-immutable, or rather not that they were immutable in the first place, which is where the contract running on top of the blockchain actually contains code that allows you to say, hey, I know this happened, but now I would like to record that it should be undone. And that doesn't mean that the previous transaction is wiped out, like it's rubbed out. It's more like an accounting ledger where the accountant says, hey, we made a mistake on page 3 and we corrected it on page 4. So there's a complete history, at least, of what happened. But what happens over time is that a particular transaction is undone. Something was transferred and then the transfer was annulled. And that is akin to what happens in the traditional financial world. A bank that accidentally sends you some money and then claims it back again should not be deleting the record of the initial error. They should be correcting it and keeping a record of the fact that it has happened so that in the future auditors can see exactly what happened. So there's three examples of how blockchains are not immutable, and there are plenty of other ones out there. I think the thing really to keep in mind is that blockchains are meant to transactionally anyway be transparent so that you can see what happened over time. And the second thing is that The consensus protocols are designed to make changes highly unlikely, but they can't guarantee against it by their very nature. So I hope you found this interesting and it gave you some food for thought, and I'll see you all in the next video soon. Bye for now.